giving all honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and thanking him for another opportunity to stand and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is a privilege like y'all just don't believe. Y'all just don't understand how great a privilege this is to stand before folks and just be able to tell them what God's got in store for them. All too often we live like paupers, and we got a king for a father. And he's saying, just come to me. Just come to me. She's saying, go to the rock. Go to the rock, y'all. And let God show you the way. Lord, thank you. If you would, please turn your Bibles to 2 Kings. The book of 2 Kings. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. And while you go there, I just want to take a few minutes to kind of bring you up to where we're at. We're in the fifth part and the last part of a series about the life and times of Elijah the prophet. The life and times of Elijah the prophet. And when we look at these scriptures about Elijah, and we see where Elijah was a great man, he was a great man of God. And he was faithful. He was faithful to execute all that God told him to do in the service of the Lord. During this whole time that he was on the scene, we only saw one episode where he got kind of weak, where he was dealing with depression. And I'll say he was going through depression, because when you look at the scriptures, Elijah didn't just sit and stay in depression. He went through his depression. And he went through his depression by being faithful to the things that God told him to do, even when he didn't want to do it. He wanted to just roll over and die. And God said, get up, I got work for you to do. Today, I want to just really talk with y'all about Christians. We got work to do. We got work to do. He said, Elijah continued to be faithful. He continued in everything that God told him to be faithful to what God had given him. Through the storm, through the rain. Be faithful. When he first came on the scene, Elijah burst on the scene, going to the king and queen of Israel, the wicked king and queen of Israel. And he pronounced a judgment on the king and queen. That's like you or me going up to the White House and telling all the Congress and all the Senate, or going up to the Supreme Court and saying, you're wrong. That judgment you just hand down is wrong. It's against what God said. That's what he did. But see, all they'll do with you and me, if we go up to the White House or the Supreme Court, they'll throw us out. Or they might put us in one of them little funny jackets and haul you away. But when Elijah did it, don't you know that was life and death? Don't you know that man stood for God for life and death? All Jezebel had to do was say, off with his head, and it was done. But he stood, he was faithful in what God called him to do. And God rewarded his faithfulness by telling him to go down to the brook Cherith and sit down there for a little bit and wait for me to feed you. God rewarded him by having ravens, which normally fight each other for food, go out and give him food. God rewarded him when he trusted God. God said, Elijah, he said, I'm going to send you down to Zarephath to stay with this widow and her son, and I will sustain you with this widow and this son. Now, that's a great story, because, you know, we say, man, the widow, you know, look at the miracle of the cruse of oil and the meal, and we we look at that, man, that's a wonderful thing. But here's what I think we're missing, because I'm just really kind of getting a hold of this. God told Elijah one of the most improbable things you could possibly say. He said, I want you to go down to a broke widow, sure enough broke, and I want you to go down there and tell her to feed you. Now, come on. But Elijah didn't bat his eye. He just went on down and he said, hey, fix me something to eat. And she did. And God rewarded his faithfulness. It is important to look at the men, because Elijah was a man just like us. But don't forget, it's God doing the rewarding. See, this whole book, it's about us. It tells us a lot about ourselves, but it's designed to glorify God. And then Elijah was faithful when God had him go have a showdown with the prophets of Baal. I want y'all to understand the magnitude of this. This man went to the king of the country after he had personally shut down the skies for 3.5 years, no rain, drought. And he says, we're going to have a showdown between the one true and living God and the prophets of Baal. And Elijah was faithful when God sent him out there to do that. Again, this is life or death. We get squeamish because after Elijah called down fire and he killed the 450 prophets of Baal, we get squeamish because we say, well, oh my goodness, he killed all those people. Well, if it had gone the other way, it would have been Elijah's head. But he was faithful. He was faithful to God, and God rewarded his faithfulness by when he called out for rain. When he called fire down, God sent fire, because God rewards those who are faithful. Now we're coming to the close of Elijah's journey, and it's going to be a changing of the guard, and Elijah's going to be exiting soon, going on to his reward. And that's where we pick up here in chapter 2, verse 1. We see where Elijah is preparing to leave the stage, no longer be the main player, but he's finishing up everything that God has sent him to do. And it reads, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1, out of the King James Bible. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgad. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, say, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and he rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, doers, and hearers of his word. Amen. Today we're going to talk about God rewards the faithful. God rewards the faithful. And I want to have a strong emphasis on that, because in the church of Jesus Christ, there are so many Christians who are so lackadaisical about faithfulness. We want to be blessed. Oh, Lord, send me a blessing. Lord, send me a blessing. Send me a blessing. But we don't want to be faithful to God when it interferes with what I want to do. And I want you to understand that God rewards faithfulness. I want you to have a reason for going out in evangelism. It should be enough that your friends are on their way to hell, but I want you to know that God rewards your faithfulness. All too often, we want to just say, well, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm set apart. Forget y'all. I'm on my way. Forget y'all. And I just want you to get a passion and a burden for lost people. And I want you to understand that God will put joy into your heart. One of the fruit of the Spirit, joy, peace, long-suffering. If you don't have that joy, then maybe you just ain't faithful. So I want you to understand that there is a wonderful reward for being obedient. There's a wonderful reward for being faithful to the things that God has told you to do. You may not know what this brother knows, and you may not know what that sister knows, but you know that God has put something in your heart and in your head to be faithful with. If nothing else, if you're saved, you can say, I was blind, but now I see. If that's all you can say to a lost person, you've given him the gospel. You've given him something to look forward to. But all too often, we just, I'm not going to even do that. Preacher, that's your job. That's your job. I come in here, I want you to give me a little sermonette, give me a little song, and leave me alone. But look at Elijah, and look at his life, and look at what, because we want to say, man, God was really moving back then. Man, God, I sure wish we served the same God that Elijah served, because he sure was moving back then. You are serving the same God that Elijah was serving. And guess what? Elijah was a man just like you. A man of like passions. He hurt. He cried. He rejoiced. He got depressed. But more than anything else, he was faithful. When God told him to do something, he did it. And he did it with joy, and he did it with fervor. I mean, I just can't imagine him going up to Ahab and Jezebel saying, got something I want to tell you, Mr. King. You won't believe this, but God told me to tell you. You and your wife are two wicked people, and he's going to stop the rain. I just don't think he went up to him like that. I just don't think that's how it happened, y'all. I believe he boldly stepped to him. Because this is life or death. This is no joking matter. Christianity is life or death. Will we ever get to understand that as saints of God? It's life or death. How you live your life is important, because how you live your life is what glorifies God, or it denies his very existence. What the scripture talks about, the scripture says, stay away from people who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. So when you got folks who's sitting up here in the church all day, every day, and they I love the Lord, I love it, and you see how they're living, I didn't say stay away from them. The Bible says stay away from them. He said, because if you got a form of godliness, and you just can't bring your mouth to say Jesus, when you're everybody standing around, you talk about, oh, I have God, God this, and ain't nobody going to argue with you about God, because they all got a God, okay? Not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they all got a God. So if you're talking about oh, yeah, I believe in God, and God did this, and God do that, as long as you stay on that ground, you're safe. You're safe. But you start talking about Jesus. You want to see the gnashing of teeth. You want to see the crying out and calling you judgmental, hateful, intolerant, bigoted, whatever else that they call me, which I don't mind. Because I got to stand for Jesus. I got to be faithful to Jesus. If I'm trying to please everybody else, I'm going to be in real deep trouble. If you try to please them, I hope you see how they make you jump through hoops when one day you're serving Jesus and the next day you're trying to follow a God. First verse. Coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. That's that old gospel song, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home. Look what God said. Look what what he said here to Elijah in verse 1. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. How many of y'all wouldn't you love to have God say to you right now, I guarantee, what the boy say on TV, I guarantee you going to heaven. See, because even saved folks, most saved folks, if you say, are you going to heaven? Well, I hope so. You got to know Jesus, so you ain't got to say, I hope so. If you know Jesus, you know you're going to heaven. But when folks start stuttering and stammering talking about, I hope so, then you know they're already in trouble. You need to start telling about Jesus, because they're already in trouble, right? But look what God did for Elijah. He told Elijah right here on the spot. Y'all talk about good news. Here, Elijah been slaving and he been laboring for God, and you talk about good news. He said that God had told him that he was going to be taken up in a whirlwind. He said that day, not next week, he said this day. Only other person who got that kind of good news was the thief on the cross. When Jesus said, this day, you'll be with me in paradise. And he told Elijah, he said, Elijah, I'm going to take you up in a whirlwind. And I said, man, Elijah started, God gave him a list of things to go do, and Elijah started doing them, even though, he knew this was his last day on earth. What would you do if this was your last day on earth?
Sit around and cry. I don't want to die.
But wait a minute, I thought you were saved. I thought you knew Jesus. Oh, no. Look at what Elijah's doing. You don't see no moping. You don't see no whining. You don't see no crying. In fact, all you see is Elijah saying, hey, well, God has sent me on another errand. I got to go. I got to work while it's day.